Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches. We are on Daf Nun Ches, the beginning of a new parak. Really, in the olden days, this is really a new Masechta. The second half of Pesachim, that's why it's called Pesachim. Two Pesachs. What's plural Pesachs? It's Pesach Rishon, Pesach Shein. It's everything about Pesach besides the Karbanos. This is now from parak 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. It's all about the Karban Pesach. Parak 10 is about the Seder that was put in the first half. Okay, today it's all about Masechta, and now we start a whole new world of the Karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah to shecht to the Karban Pesach. It's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. There's a quirk in the halacha. Normally, you're not allowed to shecht anything before the Tumid of the morning, and you're not allowed to shecht anything after the Tumid of the afternoon. There's one exception. The Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is shechted after the Tumid of the afternoon. How do we know that? Well, that's tomorrow. How you know that? Well, not a psukim. So now the Gemara is going to say, on a normal day, when did they bring the Karban Tumid? Because there's two issues going on. There's an issue of Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs. You want to bring the Karban Tumid as early as possible. Do it as early as possible. On the other hand, people have to bring other kabanos during the day. It's time of day of the year. People brought in the dava, this, that. People have things to bring. So there would be a counter pressure. I can't bring the carbon tumid at the first minute the crack of noon, bein harbayim. I can't bring a carbon tumid then. It's a whole line of people bringing kabanos. So they would try to do both. So here's what the Mishnah says. Tumid nishchat b'shmona umechsa. Normally, the carbon tumid was brought at the eight and a half hours, which if the day would go from 6 to 6, it's 2:30 in the morning. 2:30 in the afternoon. 2:30 in the afternoon. 2:30 they would stop the kabbanos for the day, and then they would bring the carbon tamid. Now it says nishchat, they would shecht it at 2:30, but v'karav betishu mechsa. It would take them an hour till they actually did all the procedures of the carbon tamid, which is the emurim and the mizbech, all that took about an hour. So when it finally finished, it was already 3:30. And this is on a day where 6 o'clock was already night. Okay? Ba'arvi Pesachim, but on Erev Pesach, nishchat b'shava umechsa, they would shech the Karban Tumid at 1:30, v'karav b'shmona umechsa, and then they would be finished bringing it, they would be makrivit at 2:30, bein b'chol bein b'shavas. I know, but it's 8.5 hours, which is 2:30. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Whether it was a weekday, or whether it was Shabbos. Okay? No difference if it was a weekday or if it was Shabbos. We're going to spend the whole daf on this line. No different if it was a weekday, it was a Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, there's no karbonos that are brought. There are no private karbonos brought on Shabbos. So why couldn't they taka now on a Shabbos bring the Karban Tumid earlier? For this reason, there's a machlokas in the Gemara why they couldn't do that. Either it was a gzeira, they didn't want to make it different, to mix people up, they didn't want to do that. Or we're going to see, it was an issue of other things they brought on Shabbos. The lechem aponim, and the musaf, and because of that, they kept it at the same time. Chal Erev Pesach Leos Be'erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach was on a Friday, right? And Rashi says, now, what's the issue now? Now, Nishchat B'sheish Umechsa. Now they would bring the Karban Tumid at 12:30. That's the earliest possible time. The Karav B'Shiva Umechsa. And then they would be Makrivit at 1:30. Va'Pesach Achrav. And the Pesach is after that. Why? Why would they have to bring the Karban Tumid so early if it's a Friday? So Rashi says, the last Rashi on the Gemara, the first skinny line, Be'in in lak du mei tvei, we have to make it very early, Mishum debay lishchot Pesach Achrav, because you have to shech the Pesach after that, and it's not just shechting the Pesach. V'litzloso mi bodyom. You have to roast the Karban Pesach before Shabbos. So you need more time. You got to roast it before Shabbos. Why do you have to roast it before Shabbos? Why can't you roast it on Shabbos?
Why can't you roast something on Shabbos?
Yeah, it's a Korban Pesach. It's a mitzvah. So why can't you? If a milah falls out on Shabbos, you do the milah. So if the Korban Pesach has to be roasted on Shabbos, you roast it on Shabbos. Friday. So you have to be done. You have to be done so early. So you have roasting it before Shabbos starts. Why?
We have the principle that anything that can be done before Shabbos.
It can't be done before Shabbos. It can't be done.
Well, you can if you do it earlier.
What?
We're talking about when
Erev Pesach is on Friday. That's right. Erev Pesach is on Friday. And you want to roast it Friday night, right before the Seder. You want to have a kishmak. You want to be very fresh. By the way, we're going to see in the Gemara, some of them hold about this issue of freshness. Because we don't want the meat sitting around all day long. The meat sitting around from this to 6 hours later. We don't do that.
The answer is, if you have a choice of doing it earlier or doing it on Shabbos, you do it earlier.
Excellent. So we'll see in a few minutes how Rashi doesn't say that at all. Which is going to be a big kasha. What's going on here with this roasting? Okay, so far that's the Mishnah. So far that wasn't so crazy, right? A pretty simple, straightforward Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Manahani Mili, how do we know that on a regular day, they pick 2:30 in the afternoon to shack the Korban Pesach? Where'd 2:30 come from? So, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi says to Amar Kro, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk, meaning it's like a deraisa. This is the zman you have to shack the Korban Tamid in the afternoon. It says, to Amar Kro, es hakeves echad taseh baboker, ves hakeves hasheni taseh bein harabayim. What kind of lashon is bein harabayim? How about ezakev ezachad taseh baboker, v'ezakev ezashen taseh be'erev? Doesn't say be'erev. It says bein harabayim. Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara, mishei shalzu lamaila. So when can you start bringing it? What's the earliest man that you could bring the Korban Tavon in the afternoon? What's the earliest man? Says Rashi at 12:30, 6.5 hours into the day. Mishei shalzu lamaila. It's really Shei Shos is 6 hours. It's 12 o'clock. Shatzel Note Karinan Bein Harbayim. The minute it's after noon, I mean literally after noon, that's already called Bein Harbayim. The Havile Lemichtav Ba'erev. The Torah should have written Ba'erev in the evening time. Vishani B'Dibureha. It changed its lashon. The Kasav Bein Harbayim LaDrasha. It wrote Bein Harbayim for a drasha. What's the drasha? Chalok Ha'erev L'Shnei Chalokim. Take this afternoon period and divide it in half. Shtei shows umechzel l'kan, kodem asiyazo, ubeiz shows umechzel l'achar mikan, l'achar asiyazo, 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after, it's 6 hours. It's a 6 hour window. It's not 6 hours, it's 6 shows manios. Let's say it's hours to be even. So it's 6 hours, it's even. So it's from 12 to 6, it's 6 hours. Make 2.5 of it before this man, 2.5 after it afterwards, that's 5 hours, and the 1 hour to bring it. The middle is not, which means 2:30. You have from 12 to 2:30, then 2:30 to 3:30 you're bringing it. Then from 3:30 to 6 is another zman. So what do you have? That's why it's at 2:30. Chelku leben shnei arabayim, beis shosu nechzal kan, shtei shosu nechzal kan, v'sho achas lasiyaso, and 1 hour to bring it. So Rishu ben Levi was saying that's like a dindaraisa. The Torah says that. So Masav Rava. So Masav Rava is the kasha. If the Torah says that, then how can we ever do different? Then Ba'arvi Pesachim, Nishchad Ba'arvi Shevo Mechza, V'karvi Shmona Mechza, Be'im B'chol Be'im B'Shabbos, then how can we do something different in Erev Pesach? If the Torah said, this is this man, can't mess around with the Torah's man. V'isol G'daitach B'shmona Mechza D'araisa, Heichim Akdinanle, how can we make it earlier? How can we do that? Obviously, it's not a drasha, it's not a D'araisa, it's just an idea. Ela Amar Rava. No, Rava says like this, Mitzvasa D'tamid, Mishinato Tzolole Erev. Really, the earliest man you could bring it is when it starts to become evening, which is afternoon, right? It's really a half hour after Chatzos. My time of why? Tamar Kra, Ben Harbayim. Me'idna Demaschel Shimsha Lamayrov, when the sun starts to tilt, to start to set, that's the man you could bring it. Hilkach, therefore, says Rava, B'shayim os Hashana, on every other day of the year, to Ikka Nadar Munadavos, people are bringing other Karbanos, the Rachmana Amar, Oleha Chel Behashlamim, it says in the Torah, we're going to do that later, we'll do it at the end of the daf today, Oleha Chel Behashlamim, Vamar Mar, we're going over there, Oleha Hashlam Kol Karbanos Kulam, Macharin Le Tarte Shoy. So we'll push it off 2 hours. The earliest man you could bring it is really 12:30. We don't bring it at 12 because we want to make sure that it's really noon. So wait a half hour. Really, the earliest man you can bring it is 12:30. But we're going to give 2 hours of time for people to bring private karbanos. People got to bring karbanos. A guy brought an ola, a shlamim, a chatos, different things have to be brought. So we give people 2 hours to do that. That's more than 2 hours. You bring it the whole morning also. The whole morning also you can bring it. From whenever they check with the karbanos, Tavish Shachar, you have the whole morning. So afternoon, we already want to be zvizes and bring the karbanos to Tavish Shalbein Arbayim. But you have to wait a little bit. People got karbanos to bring. The whole long line outside. Right? Rashi says, long Rashi here. Rashi says, Al Tamid Shal Shachar, I'm the Rashi of Aleha Chal B'Shalim. Al Tamid Shal Shachar Hashem Kar Kabanos. Tamid Shal Shachar is going to be the last carbon you bring. Except in Erev Pesach. V'lo Tashlumen Shal Tamid Al Tamid Erev. You're not going to bring anything after the Tamid Shal Erev. The La'achar Tamid Erev lo k'hak with carbon. After that, you can't bring a carbon. L'fikach. Af al pi. Shez rizim akdimin l'mitzvos. Even though there's a concept of being Zariz, nevertheless, Hiskinu La'achareha, they pushed it off. Why? Because people have to bring karbanos, they have an opportunity to bring them. And on Shabbos too, says Rashi, even though there are no karbanos on Shabbos, no private karbanos, no such thing. Macharina le mishum seder. We kept it at the same zman to be the same. Same time. Gzeiros nadarim nadavos b'chol. It's a gzeira. On Shabbos we did it at 1:30. Let's do it today also at 1:30. And people are waiting online. They can't bring karbanos. They got to come back tomorrow. So because of that reason, we kept it uniform. Right? Because mefarish l'kaman, like we're going to explain soon. So far so good? Okay. Says Rashi. It says back to the Gemara. Vavdinan le bishmona umechsa. So we picked the time 2:30. Asks Tosfos, well, why not 3:30? Like, why 2:30? Of course, Reb Shulman Levi, which you rejected, it was the split of the half the time, the hour. We rejected that. It's not a daraisa. Says Rav, it's a practical thing. We got to give time for people to bring the darim and the davas. So we'll make it at 2:30. Why 2:30? Why not 3:30? So Tosfos says on top, Aval tfei lo, didn't want to make it later than that. Shalohayu rirotzin lasos kolkach betzimtzum samach l'chashecha. They don't want people rushing right before Shkia. Oh my goodness, I got to bring it in, busy rushing. So they made it nice and early. Nice and early, you have time to bring your private karbanos, and we have plenty of time to get this done before the night ends, before the night comes. That's a very practical answer. Others give very similar answers. The Tosas Mishan says, because there's other things to do. There's the Ketores in the afternoon, there's the menorah, all that had to be done after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. So we don't want to rush that, and then you're going to rush everything else. That's another answer. Iri says that the Kohen Gadol had to bring his private karbanos, which was after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. Again, we don't want to schlep more things going on. And, yeah, fine, very good. Now, back to the Gemara. Barvi Psachim, an Erev Pesach, Dika Pesach Achrov, or after the Tumid Shel Bein Harbayim, you bring Karbano, you bring the Karban Pesach, so, Makdimen Le Sha Achas, we made it 1 hour earlier, Uavdin Le Beshev Omechza, and we made it at 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours is 1:30. Chal Erev Pesach Lios B'Shabbos, Dikanami Tzliyeso, there's also the roasting it, Delo Dochi Shabbos, roasting it is not Dochi Shabbos, Magdimen Le Adenei Sheishu Mechza, we made it another hour earlier to 6 to 12:30. Why is the Karban Pesach not Dochi Shabbos? Why is the roasting not Dochi Shabbos? What?
It's not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring the carbon.
But the mitzvah is also to roast it. You can't eat it any other way, by the way. So it's part of the mitzvah. So Rashi says, very difficult Rashi. Rashi says, Mipnei shetzorech head yod hu. Because it's a head yod tikkun need. It's a head yod need, not a mitzvah need. It's a head yod need. V'yachal litzlos mibod yom. And you can do it by day. What does it mean to head you? Not a personal need, it's a mitzvah. It means it's not a mitzvah. To head your need. It's not a mitzvah need. I kind of think of that. Of course it's a mitzvah need. Right? What? No, you can't. But if the Omer falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to do Docha Shabbos. If a Mila falls out on Shabbos, it's Docha Shabbos. You can't do it any other way. So why are we making the Karban Tamid so early? Let's make the Karban Tamid at the regular time. And if I have to roast it on Shabbos, I roast it on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. What do you want from me?
But
a shofar falls out on Shabbos, we don't do that. That's a separate issue. It's a gzeira. He's not going to carry it. Right? So by the way, the Achronim wonder...
I think that if you roast it on Shabbos, this, you're going to do other things on Shabbos.
Right, so why is there no gzeira that if matzah falls out on Shabbos, if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you won't take your matzah to a chacham to ask him how to eat it? We made that gzeira for everything else. Why make it for matzah?
Maybe
the aim of the Messiah. What are the mitzvahs other? What's left?
The reason we don't take a lulav on Shabbos is we might take the Ezra to
the expert, yes.
For an expert?
Yes. Yes. And by the same token, why do we lay on Shabbos? Maybe you'll take the reason why you can't kick the Leah McGill on Shabbos is because you'll take it to an expert. You don't know how to lay. So why don't we chosh that for every Shabbos? You don't know how to lay, you'll take the Torah to an expert?
We do it every week.
Most people don't take their answers to experts.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Do you know anybody who does?
No. What do you mean, trees?
How many people do you know who take an Ezra to a rock?
Nobody.
Many.
Oh, many people do that. I hear.
Right.
Yeah.
The answer that I saw once,
I have one of the Haggadahs said, and such a good answer, and it answers the Karban Pesach also, is because you never, by Pesach, you're never alone. There's always a Chabura. So Mistama, somebody there knows what to do. You're never alone. By Lola, you're alone. By Megillah, you're alone. By Shofar, you can even be alone. Here, you're never alone. It's always a Chabura. So they give the same answer by Karban Pesach too. You're never alone. So there's always a Chabura there. Okay, fine. Anyway.
Is this similar to the Indian of hot water for Brit Mila on Shabbos?
That's what Rashi seems to be saying. So the Mepharshim on Rashi say, the reason is because you could do it during the day. Why Rashi threw in over here, it's a tzarech of a head yot? Not sure why Rashi threw that in. Rashi could have said, it's efshe to do it by day. Therefore, you can do, as Josh said before, it's efshe to do it by day, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. Very simple. Rashi throws in, it's for a head yot. What's Rashi saying? Head yot means it's not a mitzvah. That's not true. It's a mitzvah. But I can do it by day, so then you don't have a Mechal Shabbos heter. Okay, I get that. That's what Josh was saying before. You can do it by day, you don't have a heter. Why Rashi throw in a head yot? I don't know, it's a difficult Rashi. Okay. Okay, now the daf really begins. From now on, it's not easy. It's not easy because there's so many yeshitas and so many different times to factor. Shabbos and Erev Pesach, so complicated. Not hard, just complicated. There's a lot of different factors. Tana Rabbanan. There's a brisa that says the following. Kisiduro b'chol, kach siduro b'shabbos. Whatever you do by day, by the weekdays, you do by Shabbos. What does that mean? Divrei Rebbe Yishmael. That's what Yishmael says. Whatever you do by day, you do by Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Even more cryptic. Kisiduro be'erev Pesach. The order is Erev Pesach. What does that even mean? So, three opinions what this means. Mike Omer, what does this mean? What does it even mean? Omer Abaya, number one. Hachik Omer, here's what it means. Kisiduro b'chol, whatever you do during the week, be'erev Pesach, on Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours, right? Kach, siduro b'Shabbos be'erev Pesach. It's the same thing if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. You don't make it any earlier. There's nothing else to bring. Too bad, don't make it any earlier. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Kisiduro be'erev Pesach, shechal yos be'erev Shabbos. What happens on Erev Pesach on a Friday, which is even earlier, it's 12:30, kach siduro b'Shabbos. That's what you do every Shabbos. You make it the earliest possible time. Why? Why do you make it the earliest possible time? Because you can't make anything else. Why not? Why are you waiting for? Okay? Now, our Mishnah, so what are the arguments? So according to Rabbi Yishmael, according to Abaya, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's at 1:30, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's at 12:30. Normally, the Mishnah said it was at 2:30 on a regular day. Now, our Mishnah, Masnitz and Diktoni, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos, our Mishnah didn't make a distinction between weekdays and Shabbos. Therefore, it's different Rabbi Yishmael. It goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Michael Miflagi, what are they arguing about? Because if you think about it, says Rashi, Rabbi Akiva is right. Why on earth on a Shabbos should you make it later? So you want to tell me because of uniformity? Is that really a reason? Why not make it earlier? Why not? So the Gemara will tell you why not. Because they're arguing about a whole different topic. They're arguing about b'musafin kodmin lebazichin kamiflagi. They're arguing about whether the carbon musaf comes before bazichin, means it's a bazichin means a bowl or a spoon, and it's a reference to the lechem apanim, which were given out on Shabbos. So there's a machlokas. What came first over here? The musaf, the carbon musaf on Shabbos, or this giving out the lechem apanim? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Rabbi Shmuel held musafin kodmin lebazichin. The musaf came before the bazichin. Therefore, says Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel Savar musafin kodmin lebazichin, lesilik bazichin, removing these bazichin from the shulchan, ulahak terasin, they were burnt on the carbon, on the mizbeach. Uzman musafin urchayhu b'sheish. The carbon musaf was brought at noon. Why was the carbon musaf brought at noon? Rashi is going to say something which is very difficult. Why was the carbon musaf was brought at noon? And Rashi says the following. Like, where do you get noon from? Rashi says the following. Tichzib b'hu yom. It says that the carbon musaf was brought by yom. V'lok tichzib b'hu boker. But it doesn't say boker. So what's yom but not boker? Not in the morning. It's yom but not boker. Tichzib d'var yom b'yomo. Right? The Kaimalam bin Meseder Yuma, we learn in Mesechta Zium, Perak Acha Lev Hamuna, Boker Haviat Dama. Boker means the morning. The Yom, Mashma Ichor. And the Yom means later in the day. And the Rosh Hashanah says, there are so many times in the Torah where it says Yom, and we do it right away in the morning. Like Bris Milah. So, kind of drush us that. But okay. So therefore, they would wait till bring Karban Musaf till noon. Because they didn't want to do it at Boker, because the Torah doesn't call it Boker. The Torah calls it Torah calls it Yom. Fine. So, at noon, I'm busy with the Musaf. Then I have to, after that, be busy with the Lechem Apanim. I'm running out of time over here. Therefore, the Karban Tumid, Shalbein Arbayim, would be ready at 1:30. Because 12:30 till 1:30, I'm busy with this. Back to the Gemara. What? Oh, Taka. Today's daf is sponsored by Beryl and Shari Daskel, Lila Nishmas, Yentel Basrub Shlomo, Yentel Basrub Shraga Shmuel, to Skolena Revitin, whose Yartzeit is today. I'll say it at the end also. Yartzeit is today, Shama Shav and Aliyah. Good reminding me. So back to the Gemara. So, Masis Nikhtani, yeah, where am I up to here? Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Musaf and Kodalim Bazichin. The Musaf comes before the Bazichin, therefore what? Therefore, the Musaf comes before the Bazichin. Therefore what?
Oh, so you have to do that at midday.
Then I have to be busy with the Lechem upon him. Then I have time for the Karban Tumid Shalbein Arbayim. Avad lu Musafim b'sheish. The Musaf was done at noon. Bazichin b'sheva. The Bazichin at 1. Avad leidl Tumid b'sheva u'mechza. Then at 1:30, I can be busy with the Karban Tumid Shalbein Arbayim. And after that, the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva Safin, no. Bazichin Karban Lumusafin. The Bazichin come before the Musaf. So Bazichin Bechamesh. I can do the Bazichin at 11. There's no time for that. Then Musafin Beshesh. He agrees the Musaf had to be at noon. Then V'Avad Leitul Tamid Beshesh Umechza. I can do the Tamid at 12:30. That's what they're arguing about. Nasikin Flo Rav. Rav said, it's very wonderful what you said about it. Very wonderful. But Midi Rabbi Akiva Kisidur Be'er Pesach Shchalas B'Shabbos Be'er Shabbos Katani. That's not what it said. That's not what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said one line. Kisidura be'erev Pesach stomachatani. He said it goes to erev Pesach. Therefore, says Rav, I disagree with you completely. Therefore, Allah Marava, what did this cryptic brisa mean? Hachikam, here's what it meant. Kisidura dechol bechol de'alma. On a regular weekday, what time did we bring the carbon tumid on a regular weekday? 2:30. Kach sidur b'Shabbos be'erev Pesach. So too on erev Pesach, on Shabbos, was 2:30. Did Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says no. B'sidur be'erev Pesach. Erev Pesach was always 1:30. So that's Rabbi Akiva, right? So it comes out, what they're really arguing about is only one thing. When Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, when did you bring it? Abaye held 12:30, 1:30, and Rava held 1:30, 2:30. That's the whole machlokas here. That's what they're really, what ends up, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about, b'michmar bisra kamifligi. They're arguing about, are they nervous that the meat's going to spoil? Rabbi Shmuel savar chashen lemichmar bisra. Rabbi Shmuel held, we're afraid it's going to spoil. Rabbi Kiva savar lo chashinan lemichmar bisra. We're not afraid it's going to spoil. Right? Doesn't someone have a kasha to ask me? Doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos that the meat never spoil? What's going on here? Doesn't it say that in Pirkei Avos the meat never spoiled? What? This is Kabbalah, Korban Pesach. It's Korban Pesach. No, you know, Rabbi Shmuel says, wait another hour, I don't want the meat to spoil. Right? Wait another hour, I don't want the meat to spoil. What do you mean, you want the meat to spoil? Right? That's what's going on here.
But maybe it's the same here. If you have a choice to do it, that you don't eat Samech Al Anes, if you have a...
That's exactly what they're arguing about. They're arguing about eating Samech Al Anes. Abaye says no. Abaye says yes. I'll rely on that. Therefore, I make it an hour earlier. Rava says no. Make it wait an hour. There'll be less time for it to spoil. It's exactly what they're arguing about. Says the tzlach. That's exactly what they're arguing about. Are you some mechananes or not? Good, excellent.
Talking about the first base of Mikdash?
Is that true? Yeah. By the way, this doesn't. Who said it's not about the first base of Mikdash as well?
Because they say that there weren't the same miracles in the second.
Okay, it could be. Now, Elo Chayshinon, so if you're not worried about it spoiling, if you're not worried about spoilage, then now the B'sheshu Mechza. So do it at 12:30. Well, why are we waiting an hour? The answer is, Kasavar Musaf and Karbala Mazichin, because it's still held from that. You still held the Karbala Pesach, the Karbala Musaf had to be done then. So even though Rava, his argues on Abaya, he still agrees that the Karbala Musaf was an issue with the Karbala Musaf and the Lechem upon him. Avadlu Musafin b'sheish, so therefore the Musaf had to be at sheish, u'bazichin b'sheva, and the bazichin had to be at 1 o'clock, avadlu l'tamid b'sheva u'mechsa, and then the Talmud could be at 1:30. That's Rava's pshat. Maskif lo Rava Barbar Ula. 1 second. So says Rava Barbar Ula, Rava, you had a problem with Abaya, because you said Abaya read too many words into the statements of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. You did the same thing, Rava. Midi kisidur b'chol kach sidur b'Shabbos ber Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel katani. It's not what it says. It says kach sidur b'Shabbos stama katani. It says Shabbos stam. Therefore el amar Rabba bar bar Ula hachi katani. Here's how I explain the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Kisidur b'chol on the alma on a regular weekday. When was the carbon till? When was the carbon talmid brought on a regular weekday? 2:30. Says Rabbi Ula, kach sidur b'Shabbos. The Alma, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Says Rabbi Shmuel, according to this pshat, on every Shabbos was also 2:30. Same thing. You can bring it earlier because there's reason. They wouldn't do it. Keep the same zman. Rabbi Akiva Omar, no, kisidur the erev Pesach the Alma. Every erev Pesach. We brought it at 1:30. Kach sidur b'Shabbos to Alma. So too, Shabbos also 1:30. Just like an Erev Pesach they made it earlier, every Shabbos they made it earlier. Why did you make it earlier on Shabbos? Why not? Nothing else to do. Umasnisin diktoni bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos devir kolhi. In our Mishnah that said it, wait, whether it's a chol or a Shabbos, could be everybody, because it could fit in court to both of them. But my kamifligi, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about. They're arguing about, do we keep the time uniform or not? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, because we eat on Shabbos, Atuchol. Keep Shabbos the same time as the weekdays. Don't make a mistake. So weekdays was 2:30. Shabbos is also 2:30. On Shabbos, there's no other kabbanos. So what? Keep the same time. There's no gzeira. Therefore, Shabbos could be earlier. So make it even earlier. Zvizu, make it the earliest possible time. 1:12:30. No, we're busy. We've got other things to do on Shabbos. Then we make the time at 7:30, which is 1:30. So there's three machlokas what to do. Okay? Now, if your head's not spinning yet, it's going to start spinning now. Mase, 1 second. There's a braisa that says like this. There's a braisa that says something totally, I have to fit it in over here. It says like this. Tamid kol hashana kula karev kihilchaso. Every year, every day of the year, they brought the Talmud at the right time. Whatever that means. Nishchad, the Baisa tells us, I'll tell you what I mean. Nishchad b'shmona u'mechsa, 2:30. V'karev b'tesu mechsa. And I brought it at 3:30. Which is exactly what our Mishnah said. So far, so good. U'be'erev Pesach, and an Erev Pesach, nishchad b'zayin u'mechsa, it was shechted at 1:30. V'karev b'chesu mechsa, and it was brought at 2:30. Which is exactly what our Mishnah said. So far, exactly the same. Chalios b'Shabbos, if it fell out on Shabbos, k'chalios b'Sheni b'Shabbos, it's as if it fell out on a Monday. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. It's as if it fell out on a Monday. If it fell out on Shabbos, it's as if it fell out on a Monday. Which means what? No change. Like a random day. Says Rashi, why'd you pick Monday? Why'd you pick Monday? Says Rashi, Chad mi'imos ha'chol nakat. It's a random day. Pick any day. Pick any day. V'is to Omri, some say, no. Yom ha'kama d'shabza d'chazi la'abesa nakat. No. You know why you pick Monday? Because it's the first possible day that Erev Pesach could fall out during a week. Because Erev Pesach can't fall out on a Sunday. So it's the first possible day of Pesach could possibly happen. V'chad b'shabza lo chazi la'abesa. Sunday, Erev Pesach cannot fall out on a Sunday, says Rashi. Erev Pesach can't fall out on a Sunday. The lo badu Pesach, because Pesach can't be on a Monday. V'lav milsi, that can't be right. Shaharei al pi ri'iya hayu mekadshin. Why can't it fall out on a Monday? Why not? If it did it al pi ri'iya, then of course it can fall out on a Monday. Right? Says Tosafot, it's not true. Even though they did it al pi ri'iya, they would never let Pesach fall out on a Sunday. What? No, but why? Well, that's now. But back then it was al pi ri'iya, so all bets are off. Whenever the Edom show up. So the answer is, they would mess around with the Edom all the time. They never wanted Yom Kippur to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday. Yeah. Right? They never wanted that. And also, they never wanted Hoshana Rabbah to fall out on the Shabbos and be Vavatal Hoshana Rabbah. Just to show you what they thought of Hoshana Rabbah. They wouldn't want that to happen. So they would manipulate the calendar that it should never happen like that. It should never happen that Rosh Hashanah, that Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday. Aiden would come, they would shut them in a room. They would tell them to go home. Come back tomorrow, so we can make it tomorrow, so Yom Kippur will be on Thursday, or Shabbos itself, or on a Monday. Not on a Sunday, not on a Friday, not on a Sunday. They never wanted that. Same thing, so Tessas Tosas, they do the same thing with Pesach. They didn't want Erev Pesach falling out on a Sunday. Why not? Not sure why not. But that would never happen.
It doesn't work
then.
It's the third day of Pesach,
Rosh Hashanah, right? No, that's now. That wasn't back then. That's only now. It's only now.
It's
the same reason. It's the same. So they would manipulate it back then. They would manipulate the Tishrei time. Today we don't manipulate anything. It's all set. They would manipulate it. If the Edom showed up, they wouldn't let them come in. They would manipulate it. So the whole discussion, all of this, the Brisa makes a simple statement. You know, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, they fall out on a Monday. Why Monday? Says Rashi, no reason, picked any day. No, there's a real reason. Because it's the first day of the week that it could fall out. Says Tosafot, what are you talking about? Says Rashi, that can't be right, it's Piriya. Says Tosafot, no, it's not Piriya, they would never let it happen. Okay, anyway, that's just a side point. Anyway, it was like Simon Monday. What? So Tosafot said they would manipulate it. They wouldn't want it to fall out. Why not? I don't know. For the Omer, I don't know. I don't know why they didn't want it to fall out. I don't know. Why not? What? To say what? Why do they have to be on a Sunday? What's wrong with Sunday? What do you make on Sunday? Why can't Erev Pesach be on a Sunday? Why can't Erev Pesach be on a Sunday? Why not? What? But the Omer is brought on the first day of Pesach, Chol Hamoed, Tuesday. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know. Anyway, we got to move. Anyway, Hachi Tzani, Kisidur B'chol, the Alma, Kach Kisidur B'Shabbos, the Alma, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, Kisidur B'Erev Pesach, the Alma, Kach Kisidur B'Shabbos, the Alma. Erev Pesach was normally 1:30, and every Shabbos was normally 1:30. U'Masis Nekani, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, Divrei Yakol. Oh, we said this already. So by Kavifligi, I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisidur be'erev Pesach. The order was Erev Pesach. So again, Chalios b'Shabbes, Kechalios b'Sheni b'Shabbes, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel said, if it falls out on Shabbos, it's like falling out on a Monday. Who said that? Abaya. That's what Abaya said. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisidur be'erev Pesach. Bishom l'Abaya Nicha, El Rav Akasha. The quote Rav, it's wrong. It meant a regular Monday, which is 2:30, which means he could be right also. So the Brisa doesn't go according to Abaya only. May say another Brisa. Chalios b'Shabbos kisidur kol hashana kul, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Shabbos is like the rest of the year, says Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kisidur b'erev Pesach. No, it's the order of Erev Pesach. Who said that? Rava. Bishlam ala Rava, nicha. El Abaya kasha. According to Abaya, it's a kasha. Every Pesach, which means at 1:30, so it could make sense. Kulan divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kisidur erev Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos, which is at 12:30. Fine. Tanur Rabbanan. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. So we pretty much finished that issue. So is Machlokas back up through Machlokas? How do we paskin? We'll see in a minute. Tanur Rabbanan. B'nai shol yedavar kodem l'tamash al shachar. How do you know nothing could come before the tamash al shachar? How do you know that? Wake up in the morning. I want to bring a carbon before the tamash al shachar. No. Amar Rava ha'ola ola rishona. It says ha'ola. That's the first ola. U'minayin she'ein davar karv achar tamash al bein arbayim. How do you know nothing can be brought after tamash al bein arbayim? Talmud lomar v'hikter aleha chelvei hashlamim. V'hikter aleha chel v'hashamim. My Talmudah. How do you get that halacha out of those words? How do those words tell you that you can't make a carbon after the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim? How do you get that? Amar Abaya, aleha, after the Talmud Shal Shachar, shlamim. Then you can bring things. V'lo al chaverta. But after the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim, you can't bring anything. No more things to bring. Lo chaverta shlamim. You can't bring shlamim. Maska florava. Ema. Shlom hudul nakriv, ha'olos nakriv. So you can't bring shlamim. Why can't you keep? Wait, but then maybe you can bring olos. Amar Rava, hashlamim aleha, hashlem kol harkabanos kulan. No, it means hashlem, not the word shlamim. The busy. Why are you translating the word shlamim here in a different way? Hashlem means complete. After the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim, everything has to be complete. Okay. And that's how you know, that's one way, tomorrow the Gemara has another reason why nothing can be brought after Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim. It's just interesting that every day, some people say, I don't say it myself, so I can't talk, the Abaya has Seder Ma'aracha. The Abaya wrote, it's a Gemara in Yuma, it's in the Siddur, in the Kabbalah's portion, it's a Seder Ma'aracha of what you do every single day. And if everyone looks there and notices that it says over there that the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim is the last thing brought because it says Hashlem. It says, what does it say? Hashlem kol habonos kulan. That's not what Abaya says here. Abaya said here that it's because Shlomim v'lo al chaverta Shlomim. Right? Different pshat. So the Mefarshim say, the Gvur Sari says, Abaya changed his mind and held like Rava. Rava convinced him that he was right. And therefore, in the Seder Ma'aracha every morning, so when you remember, next time you say, oh, you know, Rava, this is really Rava, and Abaya changed his mind to agree with Rava. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow at the bottom line of it, the Tanur Rabbanan. Today's daf, again, was sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishamas, Yentel Bar Hashraga Shmuel, whose yahrzeit is today, the Skalender Everton. We're also learning Lezech Nishmas, Fredel Bas Gavriel, whose yahrzeit is later in the week. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. And we'll learn the Fush Lamer for Chaim Shraga Feivel Ben Yisrael, Ben Yachna. Everyone have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.